Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. Your daily dose of reality served with a side of inspiration, hosted by yours truly, Logan Cruz. Today, we're diving into something that affects every single one of us in this digital age, creating healthy boundaries with technology. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of your hand? Like you check it more times than you blink? You know that feeling when you're supposed to be focusing on something important, but your thumb just instinctively gravitates towards that little glowing rectangle? Yeah, we've all been there. The thing is, technology can be a fantastic tool for connecting with loved ones, learning new things, even just killing time during those awkward elevator rides. But when it starts to rule our lives, well, that's where the trouble begins. So, how do we reclaim control? How do we set those healthy boundaries and make technology work for us instead of the other way around? Let's break it down into some actionable takeaways that can seriously upgrade your relationship with all things digital. First up, awareness is key. It sounds super simple, but you gotta actually know where you stand. Track your phone usage. See how much time you're really spending scrolling through social media or doom scrolling the newsfeed. You might be surprised at what those analytics reveal. This isn't about judging yourself, it's just getting a clear picture of the situation. Next, designate tech-free zones. Think dinner table, bedroom, even those precious few minutes before bed. These are spaces where you can truly disconnect and recharge. Imagine actually enjoying a meal without constantly checking your phone. Or having peaceful sleep without the blue light messing with your circadian rhythm. That's the power of intentionality. Unfollow the negativity. Social media can be a double-edged sword. It can connect us, inspire us, but it can also be a bottomless pit of comparison and insecurity. Be ruthless about who you follow. Unfollow accounts that drain your energy or make you feel bad about yourself. Fill your feed with positivity, creativity, and things that genuinely bring you joy. Schedule digital detox breaks. Seriously, treat it like an important appointment in your calendar. Even a 30-minute break from the digital world can do wonders for your focus, creativity, and overall well-being. Take a walk, read a book, meditate, anything that gets you away from the screen and back into the real world. Finally, remember why you're doing this. Setting boundaries with technology isn't about deprivation. It's about reclaiming your time, attention, and energy. It's about making space for the things that truly matter. Meaningful connections, personal growth, and experiences that enrich your life beyond the digital realm. Think about a time when you felt completely consumed by technology. Maybe you were scrolling endlessly through social media during a dinner with friends, or you couldn't focus on work because your phone kept buzzing with notifications. Now think about how different that situation would have been if you had set some boundaries. You might have actually enjoyed that dinner conversation, or maybe you would have finally finished that important project. See? Technology isn't inherently bad, it's just a tool. It's our responsibility to use it wisely and create healthy boundaries that support our well-being and allow us to live more fulfilling lives. So, what are you waiting for? Start setting those boundaries today. Unplug for an hour, delete those distracting apps, or simply put your phone on silent during family time. Small changes can make a big difference. Remember, you're in control of your relationship with technology. Don't let it control you. As always, share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, remember to take those breaks, stay connected to what truly matters, and keep pushing towards a life that's both meaningful and mindful. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.